USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence touched down in Omaha, Nebraska to survey flood damage and thank volunteers and emergency personnel. The flooding in the Midwest has killed at least four people and caused hundreds of millions of dollars worth of damage. Republican Senator from Nebraska, Ben Sasse, on what can be done to help those folks out affected in Nebraska.
So right now we're still in the response phase. What we need is no more rain and lots of neighbors helping neighbors right now.
While welcoming the president of Brazil to the White House, President Trump had some strong words for the president of Venezuela.
We call on members of the Venezuelan military to end their support for Maduro, who is really nothing more than a Cuban puppet.
A report out says prosecutors in Florida are willing to drop the prostitution charges against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft if he admits it would have been found guilty at the trial. This is USA Radio News.
Having a hard time trying to instill good dental hygiene habits on your little ones? Corrine Wilson, manager and patient therapist at Contemporary General Dentistry in Connecticut.
It's all about making it fun and making the toothpaste taste good. And I'm so excited Crest has just come out with a new cavity protection toothpaste and bubble gum and strawberry toothpaste flavors. And it makes it a fun experience for the kids. And for the parents, it makes it great because you know you're giving your kids the best protection with a mild gel, cavity protection gel that's going to help to protect their teeth. So everybody's happy.
Other tips, create routines. Make sure your kids brush for 2 minutes twice a day, morning and before bedtime.
It's very important to have good dental hygiene because those habits that you start earlier in life, they follow you into adulthood. So you're going to want to make it a lifelong commitment to taking care of your teeth.
For more info, reach out to your dental professional or go to Crest.com.
A fire near Houston, Texas continues to burn. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Authorities say a chemical fire at the Intercontinental Terminals Company facility near Houston could burn for two more days. But Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo claims air quality near the fire remains acceptable.
Right now what we're seeing is no elevated levels because the plume is high enough that it's not affecting us here close to the ground.
Congress is set to vote next week on an override of President Trump's veto of a resolution aimed at terminating his national emergency declaration on the U.S.-Mexico border. Republican Congressman of Arizona Andy Biggs tells Fox News if anyone doesn't believe there's a crisis on our border.
We're now down to catching maybe one in three. So we're on pace to catch 1 million people this year, stop 1 million people entering this country. That means that you're going to have about 3 million attempt to enter this country this year.
The congressman was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Twitter is being sued by a Republican congressman. More from USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
California Congressman Republican Devin Nunes suing Twitter for alleged anti-conservative bias. The congressman filing a 40-page lawsuit against Twitter in Virginia State Court. Twitter not commenting on the case.
Digging a little bit deeper into this story, Congressman Nunes is saying that he's being shadow banned by Twitter. Fox News technology contributor Brett Larson explains shadow banning.
The shadow banning is when you are sending out tweets as you normally would, and they're appearing in your timeline, but they're not necessarily appearing on other people's timeline. So the effect is that your message isn't reaching as large of an audience as you potentially could reach. That we've heard these accusations now for several years now, since the 2016 presidential election. Twitter's response to that has been very matter-of-fact. That is not something that they do. A lot of times what's happening in these situations where people's tweets get banned or their tweets don't get the sort of level of exposure as other tweets, it could have something to do with words that they're using, phrases that they're using. And since all of this is being handled by a computer and not a person, it's an algorithm. Joe's not sitting at a computer going, not this tweet, not this tweet.
And finally, listen up if you like heading to Burger King, as they have a new promotion where they're offering a subscription service for $5 a month. You can get a small coffee every day. That works out to just under 17 cents a cup. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.